Interesting that six people were found with the antibodies, which indicates that at some stage they did have the disease. But we were very lucky, really, I suppose, in one respect, that they may not have been as contagious as some of the others.
You're right, Martin. We found six people out of 228 people who hadn't been diagnosed with coronavirus did have antibodies, and that means that they're very likely to have had a mild infection during the outbreak. That's not altogether surprising. We know that when there's a setting where you've got quite a lot of disease transmission, and when the disease can range in severity from very mild to severe, you're going to have some people down the bottom end of severity who don't have much of an illness, may not even recognise it as being different from some symptoms they normally have. So we weren't too surprised that we found half a dozen people. We don't actually know whether they caught it in the hospital setting. It's possible some of those people might have caught it at home from someone else who had coronavirus as part of their circle. But that's in keeping with what we know from a lot of viral infections, including coronavirus.
The other interesting finding from the study was, as I mentioned in the intro, the fact that there were people that were tested and were indicated positive, that they've been tested 3 months down the track, and they've got no antibodies in their system at all. And when I hear that, that worries me a little bit, because I think, is it possible to suggest then that you could catch it more than once?
Yeah, that's not quite correct, Martin. We had 44 people who had previously been diagnosed with coronavirus amongst the healthcare workers, and that's actually just over half of them. So we're really grateful for the participation of people who'd both been infected and people who hadn't been infected during the outbreak. But of those people who had been infected, about three quarters of them had definite positive antibody test results. The other quarter did have detectable antibodies. It wasn't that there was nothing there. They had detectable antibodies, but it was just below the cutoff for a positive test. And again, we know this happens when people get an infection. Their antibody response can vary. It can be quite high or it can be lower, and it can decline quickly or more slowly. So it's not surprising. We do want to reassure people who had that finding that they shouldn't assume that they're not immune, nor, for that matter, should they assume they're immune. We don't know enough about the immune response yet to be sure. There's more to people's immune response than just measuring antibody levels, and there's quite a few diseases where you might have a brisk antibody response when you have your acute infection, and it might fade away, but you've still got memory cells in your immune response that kick in if you encounter it again. We don't know whether that's the case with coronavirus yet.
So is it conceivable then that you could possibly get it a second time under certain circumstances, or once you've got it, is that it?
It's conceivable. There have been very few reports in the scientific literature of people having coronavirus definitely twice. So it seems that in the short term after coronavirus infection, that having another bout is fairly uncommon. You know, this is a disease that we knew nothing about 10 months ago. It's going to be a year or two before we have the answer to a lot of those questions.
Now, this study will be ongoing. Of course, there'll be further tests done down the track, but I believe you'll be sharing the data fairly widely, because when we think about it, there's 243 different vaccines under development at various stages around the world at the moment. So, you know, the results of this study are fairly important, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really good work, and it was done in collaboration with both public health and led by Doctors Faye Johnston and Therese Mafori. But also we collaborated with the Tasmanian Health Service, the University of Tasmania, the Australian National University up in Canberra, the Kirby Institute in Sydney, and a research network that's been set up. So there's a national network of people sharing information around coronavirus research so that everybody understands what people are discovering. And we expect that this will also be published in due course, and so it'll go into the international literature to provide wider understanding of coronavirus.
And when you think about the number of vaccines in development around the world, obviously there's a lot of people working on it as well, and we're very lucky in Tasmania. We've got some very talented people that are working on various aspects of that as well, like Professor Kate Flanagan at Launceston General Hospital. She's a world leader in her field, really, isn't she?
Yeah, Professor Flanagan, we're very lucky to have her working in the north, both providing clinical services and also a link into a really rich research network. So the work that she is doing and the work her colleagues are doing in several vaccine development centres in Australia are really important, and we're really looking with great interest to see whether a good vaccine emerges from all of this research.
Just quickly before I let you go, my mind goes back to one of the media briefings some time ago, and I think it was when you were doing them on a regular basis, but I remember a journalist asking you a question about at what stage can you safely say that coronavirus has been eliminated from Tasmania. I think your response was along the lines of 3 months of zero cases. How far are we down the track towards that now, and can we safely say that it's been eliminated?
I can't remember all the responses I made back then.
Was either you or your deputy, Dr. Scott McEwen, it was one of you, I'm pretty sure.
I think it's, I mean, what we generally say is when we've gone about a month without seeing any cases and we've done lots of testing, then we're fairly confident that, that coronavirus isn't around. But I guess what I have to say is that I can't tell you today that there's no coronavirus in Tasmania. I don't think there is. Because we just haven't seen a case for so long. But in 2 weeks' time, I'll be much more confident in telling you that there wasn't anything here today, because we'll know what the results of testing's done. Which, if I can give a bit of a plug, it's really important that Tasmania continues to go and get tested when they have respiratory symptoms. So if they have a cough or a sore throat or a fever or breathlessness or a sudden new changes or loss of sense of taste or smell, we really do need people to keep going and getting tested. We need to get around 500 to 600 people at least a day across the state, and per capita that means 150 or 200 people in the northwest would be great, going and getting tested for when they've got symptoms, and that will give us confidence that coronavirus is still out, not in Tasmania, and it will give us great deal more confidence in the measures that we want to do, which is to, I guess, ease restrictions if we can gradually over time, and, of course, to receive visitors from the mainland and, yeah, and returning Tasmanians.
And I note you've added hay fever to those symptoms as well.
Yes, we'd like people not to assume that their hay fever is necessarily just hay fever. It probably is, but we did have the experience, including in the northwest earlier this year, where people thought that symptoms like hay fever were hay fever or a common cold, and it turned out that it was coronavirus. So what we're encouraging people with symptoms such as a runny nose or sneezing or congestion to go and get a test, make sure it's not coronavirus, that will be reassuring, and then go to your doctor or your pharmacist and get some advice on how to reduce your hay fever symptoms. But get a test first once.
Yeah, and it's important when you do, you've got to self-isolate until you get results back.
Yes, we'd like people to do that.
Indeed. The day that you can say that there's no coronavirus in Tasmania, I'll guarantee you it'll be front page headlines on all three daily newspapers. But we await that day. In the meantime, Dr. Mark Veitch, thanks for your time this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. And thanks also to all of the people who participated in this. The researchers and I are really grateful for that.